Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I'm watching the local news again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're all throwing out these weather warnings. Stage three, stage two, big red blobs on the map. Watch out. Get a car in your garage and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Where was it last night?
I didn't
get a drop. Not one drop of rain. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I didn't really experience anything, I don't think, at least when I was awake. And then I woke up this morning and the ground was wet a little bit. But I was like,
Sprinklers kicked on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even my boy Dave Frazier last night was scaring the hell out of me.
My boy Dave Frazier's
like, there's a big one coming in. It's going to punch us right in the throat.
Right in the throat. They said like 2 to 3 inches diameter for hail.
Baseball.
And, yesterday, we were in here in the studio and I was like doing 2 to 3 inches. Like, oh my God, that's really big hail. But nothing. Not a dang thing. I guess over on the Eastern Plains, as is pretty normal.
But even those pictures.
But if they could just, if they could really just preface it with that, you know what? Here in the Denver Metro, it's probably not going to be like Hail-mageddon. Out on the Eastern Plains, they might get something. But no, they got to act like we all need to.
They just scare us with the baseball size hail. Now we're all tuning in. I ran outside last night because my son's car sits outside, and I was like putting blankets all over it and foam pads, and like it looked like I was completely lowering my property value the way this car was covered last night. And I came out this morning and everything's dry and nothing.
Nothing.
But they're saying again today it's a big weather action alert, storm day, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's funny, I was watching Kylie this morning, Kai, and she's like, well, those models just didn't really line up, did they? No, they didn't, Kai.
Scared me so much, I bought a garage
for my car.
I did. I went down to my little administration office there. I got a garage. I was so excited with myself. Oh. This is going to cost me a chunk of change every month.
What is that every month?
It's like $175 a month.
Yeah, but kind of worth
it. And I can't fit much in there other than my car. Like, I was thinking, oh, I could put all my Christmas decorations in there. My closet can be my closet again. And no, it barely fits my car.
Really?
In
there. Rafters up top?
Nothing. Nothing. I have a little space on the side, but, you know.
You park, probably.
I know. I was like, I really don't have a little space on the side. But, scared me that much to where I got a garage. I was planning on doing it anyway, but it really kicked it into high gear yesterday because I was like, baseball-sized hail. Miss me with that.
You're going to love it, you know, just for security purposes for your new slick ride that you got. And then come winter, you're not going to be outside scraping.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
I do have to walk like half a block to get to my garage, but
that's all you need.
It's fine.
So let me ask you that.
Heavy breathing.
Do you think you'll put it in every day then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yes, yeah. If you're paying for it.
Exactly.
Why the hell would you park outside?
Half a block.
In there. Yes. But yeah, I mean, it, because of this hail was a big reason. So we'll
see. Thanks, Dave Frazier.
It comes this afternoon, like they said.
It better.
I know. I've never wanted hail so bad.
I know. It's like,
you better do it. Gosh dang it.
I do have a little quick Fat America for you.
Get in my belly.
Perusing all the big stories of the day. And I did stumble upon Krispy Kreme's new patriotic donuts for the 4th of July.
Oh, God bless America.
Love it.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, I guess they're okay. How about the USA donuts, an unglazed shell donut? What's an unglazed shell donut?
I have no clue.
Is it like shaped like a turtle shell?
Is that doesn't have any filling? Is that a shell donut?
Could be.
Okay.
But because it says it's a shell donut. Filled with cookies and cream.
That's the one that has the filling in it.
Okay, dipped in red icing with patriotic stars and a USA sugar piece.
Ooh.
You're a USA sugar piece.
That sounds tasty.
Firework donut. It's a glazed donut dipped in vanilla icing with gold glitter and a firecracker sugar piece.
Ooh,
you're a firecracker sugar piece. Yay, sparkly poo. A freedom donut ring. It's a glazed donut dipped in white icing, blue sprinkles, white stars. And it's got icing stripes, and then chocolate ice with patriotic sprinkles, which is chocolate dipped in patriotic sprinkles.
Oh.
Fat America.
Get in my belly!
You know, nothing says America like a bunch of donuts dipped in glaze.
Yeah, stars and stripes on your sweets. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I do want to talk about 4th of July clothing a little later on the show.
Okay.
I bought something, and I have a question about it.
Okay.
whether or not it's disrespectful. I don't know.
Oh.
I'll be coming up with JKJ. It's time for a little sports action. I am a John Denver slut. I love me some John Denver. And I guess this FIFA stuff's still going on. Is it still going on?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Middle of July it goes till,
oh,
right?
Oh, my
yeah.
God, yeah, really?
It goes for a long time, Jeremy. It's like a whole month and some
48
change.
Countries competing.
Yes, oh, God. It's a big deal.
I don't want to sound like an old man, but it's messing up my nightly news.
I know,
it's
yeah.
my local nightly news. I flip it over and all these stupid soccer games
yeah.
are on.
No, it definitely screws up the programming. But
it's the worst.
USA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
USA.
Well, I like that the USA men's team at the World Cup has chosen the Take Me Home Country Roads song from John
Denver.
It's
like their theme song.
It's like their theme song. All these countries could pick their own theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
And USA chose John Denver, which I am so happy about that.
It's a good pick.
I love it.
It's a good pick. You want to hear what it sounds like?
Absolutely.
Please.
Have to start watching soccer.
I like that we're embracing the, you know, country aspect too, because most like people, foreigners who don't know us, think that's who we are.
They
we're
think
country.
We all have southern accents.
Exactly. So I like that we just embraced it. We're like, you know what? Take me home. Country road.
England claimed some Neil Diamond. So they're
okay.
rocking some Neil Diamond. Which I know we're going to be talking about Neil Diamond
yes,
later today too.
Absolutely.
Katie's old.
Shut up.
I got one more thing for you. This dude named Chad Caruso. He has skateboarded more than 3,000 miles from Venice Beach, California to Jacksonville, Florida in just 39 days, averaging about 72 miles a day. Why? I think it's some sort of sobriety thing.
Did okay. it raise my... Okay.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Is it?
It's amazing.
Hey, skateboarding across America is a massive
huge.
What's
a? It's a huge feat, yeah.
He's
got you'd have to have huge feet to stay on that board,
balance,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
Did you see all the skateboarders in Denver, I think it was yesterday, skateboarding down like 20th? It was a sea of them for National Skate Day.
Yeah. Oh.
And they were on their boards, and it was insane the amount of skateboarders who were downtown. So,
I grew up skateboarding my whole life. Yeah.
Oh, I love Skater Guy. Are you just backwards hat Skater Guy? Is my favorite.
Really?
Oh, I love Skater Guy. Oh,
I had a skateboard growing up with a T-Rex on it. It was pretty sweet.
Aw, that's adorable.
My mom got it for me at Target.
That's how you learned to do a kickflip?
Yeah.
Could you do a kickflip?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's lying.
Were you cool. Skater
I do a skateboard? I do a handstand on the skateboard.
No, you can't. You're
I was
lying.
Always at the skate park.
I know you were. No, you were not.
The other riffraff causing trouble.
You called him riffraff.
Vaping. Actually, we were smoking.
Exactly.
Marlboro Reds. Can't even say it. Spray painting cars. Oh,
no
yeah.
filter.
Backwards
head
on. Causing trouble. Yeah. I was in jail 3 times.
No,
oh, man.
You were not. Shut up, Jeremy.
What else is going on in sports?
Well, hey, the World Cup, Jeremy, unlike what you just said, is the gift that does keep on giving. Some funny things about it is there have been a lot of 0-0 or 0-0 matches being played, which is fine. If they end in a tie, the tournament still goes on. You just have to figure out the seeding and strength of schedule and everything like that. But it's funny. People are now making fun of the scoreboard operators that just have to sit there and change virtually nothing. And they're like, hey, really easy match again, 90 minutes of the scoreboard operator just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. So that's kind of gone viral as well. But the major thing that made video everywhere yesterday was Keegan-Michael Key. He is the Key and Peele skit guy, okay?
Yeah.
And years and years ago, they did the East versus West Bowl, and they made all fun of those names that the guy could not pronounce, the silly names and everything. Well, he's back as a substitute teacher now trying to pronounce the hardest names that you can find all around the FIFA World Cup, and it is hilarious.
My name is Mr. Garvey. I'm teaching today. I'm going to read off these roll call names right here. It's Aurelian. Tachumani here? Where's Tachumani? Where is Aurelian Tachumani? Where is Lamine Yamel? Ealing Ha-Ha-Ha-Ha-Land. Is Ealing Ha-Ha-Ha-Ha-Land in here? Where's he? Kalion Mbop. No Kalion Mbop today? A.A. Ron.
Hi.
Juan Bissaka. Is A.A. Ron Juan Visicopia? This is ridiculous, man. Ain't got no students in the class. Ain't got nobody to teach.
Okay, so those are some
incredibly racist.
What do you mean, Farake? Like, that's so funny.
These are some of the most incredibly insensitive people, too, in the entire FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland.
Okay. Yes.
Kylian Mbappe plays for Team France. He's one of the most famous people. I mean, it's just a funny skit. Racist, Jeremy.
I don't know. That made me uncomfortable.
What? Have you never seen his skits?
Yeah.
No, you've never?
Yeah, I have.
I thought you would have
loved it. Aaron's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yes.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Do you remember my name is...
Yes.
Like, there's so
donkey
funny.
Teeth. Like, there's no, a billion they... funny things.
I'm uncomfortable.
I thought you would have loved it.
Send your hate text to 303-691-1649 and address those to Josh.
From the peaks of Pike to the pulse of Pearl Street.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Well, I'm just going to give you a heads up that while you're out driving to work today, eyes up. Don't be looking down at your phone or anything. There's going to be a lot more cyclists on the road today. It is Bike to Work Day here in Colorado.
Oh.
So it'll give you a chance to see all the guys in your office in those tight spandex shorts today.
Small butt. Yay.
All the amateurs will be out this morning riding their bikes. There was this study across 19 different countries revealing that bicycling significantly improves your mood, reduces depression, and enhances thinking skills.
Oh, yeah.
And strengthens your social connections. So biking is really good for you, actually.
It's so good for you. It's like no stress on your knees, like running or walking. It works all the muscles, and you get your cardio in.
Yeah.
Like, so good for you.
And honestly, people love it when you ride in the road, too, and they're trying to drive.
Yes.
I mean, people really enjoy that when they're stuck behind you on
a
road.
Give you that one finger salute.
Yeah, because I think it's incredibly calming for those people, too, because it just gives them a chance to slow down.
Oh, yeah. They love
and
that.
And really focus on their driving and just enjoy the scenery.
You know what I notice people love?
What's
when
that?
You make them take 10 extra seconds to do something.
Yes,
oh,
people
they're all
love
about
that.
All about it.
And then when we're stuck behind all those cyclists, we get to look at their pretty bright clothes and stuff.
And
it's very
butts.
Summery.
The squishy
and
butts.
And the squishy butts. We love it when they ride in the road.
Yes. That's same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree
on
that.
It's going to be a good day today. There's going to
be
a lot
careful.
But be careful.
Be aware of them.
A lot of sweaty coworkers today, I'm going to imagine.
Yeah.
A lot of people rolling in who biked, and they're like,
more than usual anyway.
Pitting out, right? Pitting out. Yeah, more than that fat dude out in HR. Okay, so here's something coming to movie theaters, and I don't know. They're trying to get more butts in seats, but growing number of theaters across the country are experimenting with dog-friendly movie screenings where pet owners can bring their dogs to select showings designed specifically for animal lovers.
Aww, I kind of like that.
You know, people will partake in this.
And, you know, animals love to, like, watch movies with their person. That's one of their favorite things to do. If they could just be near you and touch you and, like, cuddle up against you.
Yeah, it's like your stalker.
They don't care what you're doing. They just want to be a part of it.
That's
so,
right.
Let's
go to the movies.
It's cute. Adorable.
You know they're going to have little buckets of food and water on the floor with them. Dog hair is going to be everywhere.
A little puppy pool.
It's great for people with allergies.
Are we going to get pup cups?
Yes!
Yes!
We'll have pup cups!
It's those.
The AMC pup cup.
Yay.
But it'll be $18.
For a little cup of whipped cream.
All right, one final thing. Here's a party I would not go to. A woman in Chicago has gone viral after she posted a funny video last month inviting anyone to just come out and join her for a picnic for her birthday. She's like, here's where I'm going to be. I'm by myself. I don't really have any friends. If you want to hang out, come
Did
hang out with me. 100 people showed up, and here she is talking about
it. So my birthday is Monday, May 4th, and I'm going to go to the park and have a picnic with myself. And if you'd like to join me, you can, but you got to bring your own blanket. Not only did y'all join me and bring your own everything, but it also got over 1 million views on TikTok and Instagram. How beautiful can the world actually be when people come to a place with the intention of being friendly, of being kind, and knowing they're going to be around strangers, but making the decision to, like, get to know the people around them?
That's pretty neat, actually.
I love that. What kind of food did she have at her picnic?
That I don't know. You'll have to look it up. Well, it was kind of like bring your own food, bring your own blanket type thing.
Okay.
So it's whatever you brought.
I would have brought
fried chicken.
But it's
a picnic.
Blech. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I hate picnics.
I love picnics.
Do you? Well, you would have joined her.
I would have joined her.
It's pretty neat, though, that just 100 randos showed up. And it's all about the likes and views, and she got a million views.
What's
so.
The good power of the internet? When you use it for good, it she can used it for show good. Up for you.
So shout out to her.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, so we have the latest on Denver bars staying open until 4. And establishments, really. Denver businesses. So Denver City Council Committee, they advanced a proposal yesterday to allow just that. So we are one step closer to this reality where alcohol service is still going to end at 2 a.m., right, under state law. But venues could still keep music, dancing, and other entertainment going for an additional 2 hours, including food and everything,
That's good.
Well, it is.
That's when you sneak the shooters in your purse. Well, so after 2 a.m., you can still take shots of Fireball.
I mean, there's going to be ways people are going to be working around this. But, you know, the proponents of the whole thing say other big cities do this and they have a lot of success in it. So
it gives you more time to hook up with somebody.
Well, it gives people more time, I think, because like when I was downtown in that whole rigmarole of, you know,
I did just say rigmarole.
I used it in a sentence. But when I was downtown, you know, partying it up and whatever, the ending, like at 2 o'clock when everybody went home, it was such a cluster.
It really was. It
and so that's what they're
it
trying
breaks it
to
up a little bit.
Alleviate, right?
When you leave club rigmarole, you can get an Uber a little easier now.
Okay, but proponents, they say that nothing good happens after midnight. So they're like, listen, we probably don't want this. We don't want the alcohol sales are what keep businesses open anyway. So if you're not going to allow them to do that, I don't see how they're going to make money off it. So it may hurt the idea also, but the proposal still needs a vote from the full city council. So if it's approved 100%, it's going to take effect April 1st, 2027. So this could be a thing in Denver.
I'm for it.
If we can make it happen, let's go.
If you're smart, you're still going to leave by 1 a.m. or whatever and beat all the crazies.
Or stay home anyway,
home. It's better. Watch Netflix.
We'll do just that. Hey, we talked about Hesty, the orangutan at the Denver Zoo.
We did.
Had her little baby, Nana. So Hesty was born at the Denver Zoo, and people who have followed her journey are just huge fans because she's such a sweetheart. She really is. Like, people,
did you just insinuate people were following a monkey's journey?
Yes, absolutely. Like, people love Hesty. So
I can't go out tonight. I'm on the zoo's Instagram page following this monkey's journey.
Are you stalking me? How did you know that that's what I do? But so little Hesty gave birth to a little baby orangutan, right? And this was 2 months ago. I know you see me cradling
Katie
the baby.
Katie right now is cradling the baby, rocking her arms back and forth.
Because that's what Hesty did. So there is a video up on Denver Zoo's Instagram. Actually, they put it on TikTok first. And this thing got over 500,000 views because it's little Hesty and she is doing this set. She's rocking her little baby Nana back and forth, and then she looks at him into his little monkey eyes and she's like, oh baby, and then she kisses him,
she kisses the
she
little
kisses
monkey
little baby, and then the little baby looks at his mom and his little eyes are like, oh, it's my mommy, and then he falls back asleep. And I mean, as you can imagine, people are losing their stuff. They're like, this is the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
I love monkeys kissing monkeys.
It's so cute.
I'm into it.
I put it on our Instagram in our stories at Jeremy Katie Josh so you can see it.
Do you want to hold the little baby monkey?
It's going to melt you. It's so cute.
I want to hold the little baby monkey.
I want to hold a baby
monkey. I want a little baby monkey.
Do you have one? Okay.
No, but I know where we can get one. Josh, huh? I know where we can get one.
You're going to go steal the baby
Let's
monkey?
Let's go steal the monkey.
No. Okay. And then
this morning show does not condone stealing monkeys.
Please don't steal the monkey.
Purely hypothetical.
It is absolutely adorable. And by the way, that little monkey is going to be introduced soon to the zoo people. So you can go visit little Hesty and her baby monkey and stuff.
Okay. Where do they keep it till then?
The zoo people?
People go to the zoo.
Zookeeper?
You know what I mean?
They keep it in a box in a closet.
Go to the zoo. No, well, they kept them in the orangutan habitat, like away from people because they had to bond.
Yeah.
And that's part of
it. I liked it in a box in the closet.
No, that's not where they kept the little baby monkey. But it is adorable. So, again, please go check out that video in our Instagram stories. But showing some love to Northern Colorado today. What up, FOCO? Because coming up tonight in Fort Collins, they've got a big celebration out at the CSU campus. That's where Josh is an alum.
Yeah, the Rammies.
So, Rammies. So, the Lagoon Concert and Drone Show. Oh, that is going to start at 6:30. It's over 500 drones. It's going to light up.
Boy, the these drone shows are really looking cool lately.
It is.
They're really impressive.
So this one is in celebration of Colorado's 150th birthday as well as USA's big 250th celebration. So it's kind of a combination of both of those. But they're also going to have like food trucks and games for kids. And then Patrick in the LVB will be up there taking the stage to put on a performance.
Why are you looking at me?
Apparently, it's a Las Vegas-based band.
Oh, the way you said it, it's like everybody's supposed to know who that
is. You're supposed to know
Patrick.
Patrick
from SpongeBob?
The LVB. But yeah, they're going to have music, games, food trucks, all the fun stuff for the family out there at CSU campus tonight. So go check it out. It's supposed to be a whole lot of fun.
Did you see that one drone show? They had like 1,000 of them up in the air and something malfunctioned and they all went... they all fell to the ground. That's the one thing that terrifies me about those drone shows.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I guess fireworks.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah,
but
no, yeah.
Like if something malfunctions, they all go haywire.
They all fall.
Next thing you know,
they're attacking.
They're all over. Yeah, or they just all drop on the crowd or something.
Okay, well, enjoy that show tonight.
Well, enjoy the show,
out
though.
Out at CSU campus.
Have you guys seen the baby monkey?
Yeah, it starts at 6:30.
Is that all you got?
Here's your Mile High Hunter.
There you go.